He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday, the Christmas Eve edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and Barry Kite, our CFA, the two hardest working guys in the industry working on Christmas Eve. I think we're going to get it off next year. I think Trump signed that about the three-day federal holiday.
Did he?
So
okay.
That'd be nice to get a day off once in a while. We do get Christmas off. Now, the market is making a microscopic move so far on microscopic volume, but it is green a little bit. The Dow's up 101 to 48,544. The S&P 500 is up 5 points to 6,915. The NASDAQ is down 7 points to 23,554. The big story, really, and one of the biggest stories of the year is the precious metals. Believe it or not, gold is hitting a new all-time high today. Oh, now it's down. It was at 4,513. Now it's at 4,494. And silver's at 70.98. The only asset class that did better than gold and silver this year, Barry, were prime rib, uncooked prime rib. I'm going to freeze my prime rib and resell it next year for a big profit. What else do we have? The 10-year, 4.16%. And Bitcoin just cannot get out of its own way these days. No, it's up 151 now to 87,012. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And we've got a couple new markets we're going to start in 2026, Phoenix and Dallas. And the Dallas is not a new market. We were in Dallas for quite some time, and I really enjoyed going to Dallas. I mean, just to go to the Heart Eight Barbecue, they should call it the Heart Attack Barbecue, I suppose. And that mesquite wood, they've got all these pipes hooked up to all these smokers. And that mesquite wood, I mean, you can smell it from miles around. And, you know, the community kettle of pinto beans at the restaurant is a real attraction for me. I mean, I could live on pinto beans and sourdough bread and throw on some smoked prime rib and you've died and gone to heaven. So we will be back in Dallas this year making a couple of trips. We've got a lot of clients still in Dallas, a lot of friends in Dallas, a lot of subscribers, a lot of listeners. And, of course, we were in Scottsdale for a long time on a smaller station, but now we're on a bigger one, the Big News Talker, the Salem News Talker in Phoenix. And we're going to be live every morning in Phoenix, which is one of the fastest-growing cities in America, as is Dallas. Mostly people fleeing California and Arizona on the intake and Texas on the intake. So we're looking forward to another year in 2026. We can't wait to get back to Sarasota. We can't wait to get back to Bloomfield Hills, Minnesota. We can't wait to get back to Cleveland. We can't wait to get back to San Francisco.
Had a quote request for Atlanta yesterday.
We'll be hitting Atlanta. We're building our audience there. You know, we're fairly new. We were in the Atlanta market. We loved Atlanta. We'd go up and stay at the perimeter, do a workshop at the Embassy Suites.
You can maybe catch a Padres game.
I mean, yes, if the Padres are in town, I can catch a Padre game. So we're going to have some fun in 2026. I mean, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. It was in 2025. And we want to continue to have that fun. And Houston also on the docket. And we need to get up to Pittsburgh. As soon as it thaws, out a little bit. I just want to see some of the old railroad stuff in Pittsburgh. That was kind of railroad central, man, for the trains, and they built a lot of the stuff. There's still companies there today that build the wheels and the axles and all kinds of stuff. And there's a place there called, what is it called? The Giant Horseshoe. The Horseshoe. It's 11 miles, this big loop horseshoe of train tracks and whatnot. And there's a hotel there called the Lookout or the Station or something like that, where all these people go and watch the trains go by in the horseshoe. That sounds like a fun day. I would enjoy it. I don't know that anybody else would, but I've always been.
The graffiti on the side of the rail cars are probably pretty interesting, too.
Yeah, you know, we went downtown to one of our famous Charleston restaurants last night for dinner. Our train yard was full of the big auto carriers.
Oh yeah,
you know, carrying autos.
Yeah, they'll have those BMWs. The BMWs, they just put those things on a rail and just rail them right there to Bay Street, and they get on that I guess car hauler that goes across the ocean,
bound for Germany. I mean, they build them in North Carolina, Mercedes Benz, and ship them to Germany.
Well, we got the sprinter vans too. That's what
the sprinter vans. I have a friend that works at the sprinter van factory there in Somerville.
Those things are popular, man. You can't build those things fast enough.
But the train yard was pretty cool. It had some, I think it had a Norfolk Southern locomotive in there, and a few. I've never seen it so full. I think that's part of that 4.3% GDP coming out yesterday. Besson said paychecks are going up this year because of that GDP. He says, you know, that's just going to lead to higher paychecks and more hiring, so... you know what? Besson has been the guy that's been right all year, and I took my cue from Besson, a Charlestonian, back in April, and listened to the guy. I like listening to people that are right, you know, and that has been a good way to go in the market and avoid people that are wrong. You know, sometimes it's just as important to, and maybe even more important, to know what not to invest in. As what to invest in. And I would say 90% of the offerings out there by Wall Street and the stock market are things to not invest in, to avoid like the plague, some more than others. And it's the old adage, 10% of the fisherman gets 90% of the fish. And I think the stock market is about the same way.
I ran into a client that that brought over a one of these private REITs that's in the medical field, and I mean literally put a certain sum of money in it probably 9 months ago, and the thing paid six distributions, and now the distributions
now
have been suspended,
totally illiquid.
So I mean, it's a terrible
investing
situation.
In private stuff is deadly unless you're investing in vibrant companies with good management and backed by good private equity firms and whatnot. But for the most part, those private REITs were a disaster. And I never, ever bought into that whatsoever, and I've seen a lot of people left holding the bag with those private REITs. How about Australian Wagyu, Barry? Have you ever had Australian Wagyu? My son-in-law, one of my son-in-laws, he's got really good taste, okay? So
take him to Halls with you.
Well, no, we took him to Marbled and Finn, which is
that's a good one, actually.
The hot reservation downtown. But, I missed Billy Hall at the door greeting me and giving me a hug and saying, well, we're so glad to have your business, Mr. Gunn. They were a little bit more stuffy there at Marbled and Finn, but it's owned by Husk, which is one of the great restaurants in Charleston. And it's really nice inside. That was our first foray into that. I haven't been able to get a reservation. We finally got in there. And my son-in-law orders the Australian Wagyu filet. It was like $1,200 an ounce.
It was like butter, probably.
And his wife ordered just an American filet, and he said there's just no difference at all. That Australian Wagyu is fantastic. So there's my recommendation if you want to really splurge. An Australian Wagyu. They had it in the ribeye or they had it in the filet. He got it in the filet. I had the cheaper American New York. It was okay. I like Halls better. I love the atmosphere at Halls. The owners know us. They sit down at our table with us. They always say they appreciate your business. Tommy Baker always comes over to our table and kisses my wife's hand. He's a Southern gentleman, the biggest auto dealer here in Charleston.
And they got those great candies on the way out. They send you out with a smile.
And I'm not a fan of dry-aged steak. I tried one the last time I was there. I just found it to be dry. I guess that's the whole idea. I like it juicy. But if you're ever in the Charleston area, Hall's Chop House, if you can get in, I can get you in. But but we have Charleston is a great dining destination. I mean, we have Husk. We have Hank Seafood, we have Hyman Seafood, we have Fig, we have Charleston Place, which now has a celebrity chef. Our favorite is Anson. Anson is an old-time Southern charm place. It's fantastic. Magnolia is probably one of the most famous. Uh-oh, I talked right through the... I never heard the music.
Me neither.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show. You know, we do have folks come and visit us here in Charleston from time to time. It's quite a destination, really. I mean, with the harbor, we've got Fort Sumter, Civil War, first shot of the Civil War. Wait a minute, we go back to the Revolutionary War. We repelled the British. I wasn't there, but... out at Fort Moultrie on Sullivan's Island, we repelled the British. They turned around and said, and then they came back and just flattened Charleston, burn it to the ground like 2 months later, right?
Throws me off. I see it. You know, you have these signs for, you know, some town, and it's like founded 1680. I'm like,
yeah,
1680. I'm like, that's before 1776. If I do my math right.
Yeah, you know, and we had Calhoun, the one of the signers. He was the one that demanded freedom of religion. In the Constitution, and our downtown, you cannot build a building higher than a steeple. And that means there's no high rises in downtown Charleston. The steeples stand out. They call it the Holy City. And I just made a quick list here. If you come to Charleston, this is the restaurant show on this Christmas Eve. Anson's is right next to where you take the carriage rides. If you come to Charleston, take a carriage ride around town, and they'll talk about the historic houses, who lives there, who did live there, and the history of the Civil War and the Revolutionary War. And we go next door.
And an earthquake. Anson's. Yeah, we had an earthquake at one
point. Yes, and we had the market, the flood, you know, the Hurricane Hugo. The downtown was covered with 8 feet of water. But at Anson's, they are known, in my book, a whole fried flounder is one of the best dishes I've ever had with apricot sauce on top of the thing. It's bone-in. You talk about a bone-in ribeye. How about a bone-in flounder with crispy skin, and they cut it in a crisscross manner, and you dip it in that apricot sauce? Man, that is good. Okay, then the other thing I had at Anson's, The guy was trying to explain it to me. He says it's a Siberian pork chop. I'm going, what in the world?
Dad, this is where you have
a tomahawk pork chop. I figured it out. It's Iberian, which comes from Spain, and they're growing these Iberian pigs in Georgia, southern Georgia, and they're making tomahawk pork chops out of them. That was probably one of the best dishes I ever ate in my life. Okay. Now, Hall's Chop House also owns High Cotton and Snob downtown Charleston on Bay Street, which is where all the tourists go, but there's some fine restaurants. And Snob, in my book, that's probably the it's a blackened tuna steak, fresh tuna, you know, covered with fried oysters. It doesn't sound that good, but when I had that, I told my wife, she does not like fried oysters. I said, Lynn, this is the best thing I've ever ate in my entire life. That Snob, which is right across the street from High Cotton.
You get the tuna with you know, the healthy tuna, and then throw some
cover it with fried oysters,
on
top. Good combo, they go together. Okay, and then at High Cotton they have live music every night in the lounge there at 6 p.m. We go for the music and the dinner, and they probably have the best swordfish. You know, the Atlantic Ocean is full of swordfish, folks, out there at the jet stream.
I call it a swimming steak. It's a good. It's a nice little swordfish steak. It's a pretty dense dense meat, and
I'll take it over filet mignon any day of the week. A swordfish tenderloin, you know, done over charcoal is probably the best. Okay, I'm not done yet. The wedge salad at Hall's Chop House.
Classic wedge salad.
It's got, you know, us Norwegians, we like our blue cheese. And that thing is just loaded with blue cheese dressing. And about a half-inch thick, maybe a quarter-inch thick, piece of bacon on top and avocado. That thing is like to die for. Okay, then Rodney Scott's Whole Hog Barbecue downtown. He took me back into the smoke area, Rodney Scott. He's famous.
Showed you the pig, huh?
And he showed me the smoker he invented to put a whole, they put a half a pig in there and close that thing. And, man, I'll tell you what, that whole pig smoked. That's something. It's juicy, and it's fantastic. And his baked beans are some of the best I've ever had. I'll end with this one, the grouper. At Hank's, it's got kind of relish, pepper relish on top. My wife says that she likes her seafood. She says that's the best grouper that she's ever had. So anyways, there's some. I left one out. Lewis Barbecue. Barbecue was Franklin Barbecue's partner in Austin, Texas. Franklin Barbecue sells out every day about noon of their brisket.
Yeah, noon on a slow day. Right.
And Lewis came here to Charleston. He married somebody from Charleston, and he opened Lewis Barbecue. He's got about 10 giant smokers indoors, giant smokers that he invented, and they do whole briskets, prime brisket on there.
Their beans are really good, too.
Yeah, pintos. He does pintos, which I prefer pinto. I love nothing better than a pinto bean. But the brisket, you're standing in line, you know, and you come up to the counter, and there's all these briskets there, and they cut it about a half-inch thick, slice, and they give you a little bite. You know, here's a taste. Here's a sample. It, like, is melts in your mouth. It is the very best brisket I've ever had in my entire life. So we live in a mecca here in the Charleston
food
area.
Food mecca. Good news is the NASDAQ's basically flat at the moment. So
and then I come home
the market.
And give myself a shot in the stomach of the Zepbound, right, for dessert. And that controls my appetite. Actually, I've lost weight here in Charleston, not because of there's not a restaurant scene. There's a fabulous restaurant. And then Magnolia downtown, that's the best pimento. Oh, no, what do you call those? Fried green tomatoes with pimento cheese and some kind of sauce that is just unbelievable there at the Magnolia. All these are downtown Charleston. So when you come visit, let us know you're coming. And I'll send Barry with you with the company card. Yeah, and we'll write it off as client relations, right?
And you can pick your meal out of it.
Take
of what
your
you just
pick
said.
Of all these ones. I mean, I didn't even mention Pearls, which I think they crack open 10,000 oysters every day or something like that, 500 fresh oysters
they
every day.
They sling some, yeah, definitely.
And we're the shrimp capital of the world. So you get any kind of shrimp you want in Charleston. Now, when we come back, we'll talk about the market, okay? The fish market. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson. Thank you for tuning in to today's Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show. I put several hours of research in during the wee hours of the morning each day to bring you the very best cutting-edge stories that I can. To get 2 free weeks of my newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com. To talk to us about our fee-based only money management services, call us at 855-611-BEST. Now, back to the second half of the show.
And welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show. You know, during the break, I was thinking about the road trips and all the great places we go to while we're on the road trips. I mean, when we go to Sarasota, which I've been going there for years now. I mean, I love Sarasota, okay? And I was just thinking about it. My favorite three places in Sarasota are, in this order, Burns Steakhouse, right? You haven't been there.
Oh, yeah. No,
but I've got a connection there now to get in there. I was in the owner's room the last time I was there. I have a connection. And I got a tour of the kitchen. And they have a wine cellar with $26 million worth of wine in it. I'm not a drinker, but that's an impressive number. And then I meet my sister at Captain Brian's, which is at the opposite end of the scale from Burns Steakhouse. It's a little fish market by the airport. On the old Tamiami Highway, but you know, look, I mean, where are you going to get better stone crab and chowder? And mahi and grouper, and my sister loves it. And then I like Columbia. You know, I like that Spanish restaurant. We tried to get in last time, and
that's an hour and a half wait. That's the one right there at the circle.
Yeah, right in the Armand Circle. Now, when we go to Bloomfield Hills, that Joe Mauer's is about as good as any place I've ever eaten. That's right in the hotel we stay at. And then we went downtown this time to the London Chop House.
That place was amazing. That was had a great story too. Just it's a old storied steakhouse. I mean,
yeah, he pointed out the booth where Henry Ford sat.
And Rat Pack was set at the other booth.
Yeah, and Sinatra. So, I mean, hey, you can't beat that. And then, of course, when we went to Cleveland, we went to a pretty good steakhouse. I can't think of the name of it.
I'm trying to remember what it was. Yeah,
it was pretty good. It was in a shopping mall. And when we go to Minnesota, you know, I like that dang Fire Lake Grill that's at the
at the hotel. Yeah, it's a good one. They've got fresh
whiting.
Whiting.
No, not whiting. Whitefish. Whitefish.
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
Great Lakes Whitefish. That's the best thing I ever had in my life. That was at Joe Mauer's where I had that whitefish. Yep. It's like a very mild salmon. And then, of course, when we go to Arizona, which we'll be back there. The Mission Restaurant is my favorite restaurant in America. I've said that many times.
You said that, yeah.
It's in downtown Scottsdale, old Scottsdale. It's fantastic. They roll some kind of pork roast up, and they smoke it, and then they slice it into steaks. They put chorizo and cheese in it, and they finish it on a mesquite grill. That is probably the best dish in America, according to Bill Gunderson. And my wife loves their salmon. They do all kinds of foo-foo, little dots of this and dots of that, and it's got kind of a smoky flavor. Then when we go to the Bay Area, I mean, you can't miss in the Bay Area. My two favorite places are Skoma's for seafood. And the Tadich Grill is probably, I might like that better than the Mission, really. Tadich Grill.
That's one of you said that's one of your favorites in America.
Yes. So if you're in Houston, we need a recommendation when we go to Houston. We got a lot of Houston listeners. I just gave you a whole plethora of places to go, so give me a place to go to Houston. Okay, now, the stock market. It is open today. It closes in an hour and a half. If I keep talking, the market will close, and we can have the rest of the day off. But let's take a look. There are some things happening here in the market. NVIDIA had a heck of a day yesterday. I don't know if you noticed that, but I guess it's around the H200 chips that they think there's a market for them in China. I'm not so sure of that. China seems to want the real fast chips.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to sell. Hey, do you want these
it's
chips
a second
that don't work as fast?
It's like the American filet versus the Wagyu from Australia. There's really not much difference, but we'll see if they jump on that. That was a nice breakout. That was one of the best charts that I saw in the market yesterday was NVIDIA, which continues to be our largest position here at Gunderson Capital Management. And you had the news on the pill from NVO, Novo Nordisk, and I think it's just a matter of time before Lilly has the pill, which I think is just going to open up the market even that much more for them in 2026. Lilly could be my conviction pick. It has been for the last several years, and it's done real well for us.
Yeah, I heard where they should get the pill. I think approval is supposed to be by March or something. You mentioned that you thought it was going to be fairly early, which, I mean, yeah, it's not too far behind.
No, it'll be right behind. Initial jobless claims come in very low. We watch that every week. I would be wary of investing in Japan this year, not that I was thinking about it, but they're raising rates. They just raised their rates again. You know, markets move away from unfriendly central banks. We saw that in 2022 in the U.S. when we had a down 30% year in the S&P 500. And I think the reason why you saw such a year in Europe, and I kind of missed it in a way. We should have had more exposure to Europe, but you know, Europe, there's no growth there. That's my biggest problem.
A lot of it was currency.
It was currency and a friendly ECB, European Central Bank. Yeah. The money moves where the money flows, where it's easy. They go for easy money, and tracked a lot of European stocks this year. Commerce Bank in Germany had a huge year. Bankinter in Spain. These are in my app, by the way. Deutsche had a good year. The airline stock. Danske Bank out of Denmark had a great year. An Austrian bank, Erste Group, had a great year. These are all tradable. I'm even thinking of maybe creating an international fund portfolio this year where I can go around the world. And then, of course, the big energy company in France, which is Engie SA, they're big in nuclear power. It had a fantastic year. Holcim, a building material company out of Switzerland. That's what I like about the app. You know, I don't need the analyst all over the world. I've got the app that gathers the information. Heidelberg Material out of Germany had a big year. The European defense stocks because of Ukraine and them upping their ante on spending more money on defense. Let's see, what else had a big year? A Belgian bank, KBC Group. Rexel, which is a computer company out of France, had a big year. Safri, Safran out of France, also aerospace and defense, had a terrific year. Finland, a financial service company out of Finland. Why not? It had a fantastic year. Société Générale, which you've heard of out of France. French stocks did better than U.S. stocks this past year, which that hasn't happened in a long, long time. And then Italy had a big year. UniCredit is a $123 billion market cap company in Italy, UNCFF. It has a 4.05% yield. I'm not sure how yield returns work for U.S. investors. Like, do we? I guess we pay the same tax we would on any dividend, huh? I don't know if European dividends are, if there's a tariff thrown on it. Now, the waitress last night came around to our table, and she said, you can get the U.S. filet or the Australian filet.
Australian,
and I said,
Wagyu.
Is there a tariff? She didn't even know what I was talking about. She's a waitress. I said, is there a tariff on that Australian filet? It's like $125, I think, for a six-ounce filet. Does that include a tariff, or are you going to throw a tariff on top of that? I said, I'll go ask the owner. I said, oh, you don't got to do that, but I just wanted to know if there was a tariff on top or not. That's something you should know. But I think Japan's going to have a hard year because they're in that phase we were in 2022. Industrials were the third best performing sector this past year. And, you know, we own several of them. GE Vernova was up 101% over the last 12 months. That's the nuclear, big nuclear exposure. And let's not forget GE Aerospace. We own them both. It was up 89% last year. And one I sold too soon, but we made a lot of money in it, Comfort Systems. Yes, an air conditioning company. They take better care of those computers in those data centers than I get taken care of here at home by my wife. I'm telling you what, you want to own air conditioning stocks with that data center, those things got to stay cool. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now restaurant review show and hot stocks. We throw in a few of those along the way.
Handing out Gunderson stars today.
Yeah, we're stuffing your stocking with some stocking stuffers on this Christmas Eve.
I'm getting hungry, that's all I know.
Now, there's two publications. There's more than that, but a couple I go out of my way not to read to find good stocks. One is Barron's and the other is the Wall Street Journal. I don't think I've ever found a good stock. Investor's Business Daily used to be full of good ideas, okay? And now, of course, it's online. I think it's investors.com. But the Wall Street Journal is saying that the power stocks surged in 2025 on AI demand, but the easy gains may be over. Well, you know, I'm thinking to myself, how many nuclear power plants were built this year to keep up with the coming demand in power? I don't know of one. I mean, fired up Three Mile Island again, and Microsoft immediately bought 20% of the output for the next 20 years.
I know they added some GE Vernova, you know, natural gas turbines, but I don't know if they built a new, you know, we didn't make any new dams and build any new power plants.
The power surge still has a lot left, a lot of legs left. Constellation Energy on the eastern seaboard. And also, you know, they just got their nuclear power plants renewed for another 20 years, I believe, in Illinois. They're a major player. And I think Vistra down in that Texas area, they've got a few of these data centers. And then, of course, we'll see. Oh, well, and let's not forget Westinghouse. Oh, Westinghouse is defunct, you say. They went bankrupt. They got 7 years behind on a nuclear project. They lost $7 billion. They pulled the plug, and they sold the company to Cameco out of Canada, CCJ, and Brookfield Energy Partners, BEP, which is the 51% majority owner in Westinghouse. And Cameco is the 49% owner. I still think GE Vernova and Vistra, and to some extent, there's one more out there like that, and I can't think of it right now, but I still think that Cameco has legs.
Yeah, CEG, I mean, Constellation has. Yeah,
Talon Energy, TLN, is another player there.
That's the one who owns half it, right? Don't they own half in that deal, I think, either Westinghouse?
Talon, no. Westinghouse is Brookfield BEP and Cameco, CCJ.
Right.
And
okay.
Cameco is also, and by the way, the uranium stocks, the platinum stocks, the copper stocks, FCX, the aluminum stocks, just flying off the shelf right now. And then you've got the rare earths down there. UUUU is still looking pretty. Now, these are longer term, obviously. You still got MP Materials, a major player out of Nevada, California border area. And you've got USAR, Rare Earth, which has got that big mound in Texas, one of the richest deposits of, USAR is the symbol, the richest deposits of rare earth in America. Maybe we'll visit that when we hit Texas. I'll take a shovel, Barry, and see if I can dig up some antimony.
You know what it looks like, at least. You know what you're looking for.
Yes, I do. I have a paperweight of antimony on my desk, and it is covered in plastic now that I learned that it's toxic, highly toxic. I was handling and looking at it, and the lady goes, don't touch that stuff. It's highly toxic. She sent me an email on that, but I'll take my shovel, see if I can dig up some antimony to pay my alimony. No, I'm
they
just
had
kidding.
To send you an email on that? That's...
A listener sent it to me. She heard that I was touching the antimony.
Gotcha.
Don't touch that antimony. It's a substitute for lead, and it's used mostly solder. All these circuits, electric circuits, have solder, and you don't want to be soldering with something that has lead in it because you're breathing in the fumes unless you're wearing some kind of mask. I do the soldering myself on my little rail track, my model railroad. The last one I want to talk about, should we listen to him or not? Guess who's making a huge investment in Nike? Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple. He's not buying Apple. I don't know. Maybe he is. Bought 50,000 shares of Nike. Now, I have a little more conviction when Nancy Pelosi buys something. She outperformed Warren Buffett over the last 5 years. I don't know. She's just a heck of a stock picker over there, the former leader of the Congress that had a little
inside dope coming in.
But Tim Cook, a big investor, 50,000 shares, you know, in Nike. I think Nike, I don't know. That is such a competitive industry. And you know what I think? I don't see as many people running these days because it's a lot easier to give yourself a shot in the stomach than go out there and beat the pavement in Nike shoes for 5 miles, sweating your you-know-what off. Just give yourself a shot in the stomach and do some light exercise along with it, and you don't got to run miles off. I used to run, we have Hampton Park here, and we lived by Hampton Park for a while. It was an old horse racetrack. You might not know that. I knew it because the track was exactly 1 mile.
Right.
And I went around that thing 5 times. I got slower and slower as the years went by. But there's old stables there. They used to have horse racing in Charleston. And that's a beautiful park. They have giant oak trees. If you come visit Charleston, have a picnic at Hampton Park and let your kids climb up in the oak trees. You know, you won't see them the rest of the day. They're climbing up in those trees. They're way up in the trees, big, giant oak trees, the biggest oak trees you've ever seen in your entire life, and you can run around the track.
Perfect, yeah, perfect climbing trees, too. Right.
And the flowers in springtime, just gorgeous there at Hampton. We have some beautiful foliage here. I'm also a gardener, very avid gardener. You know, the azaleas, we're known for the azaleas until the deer come in and eat them all, which, deer jerky. I'm making deer jerky this year. They got all my azaleas last year, the little, you know. Well, we're out of time, but happy Christmas Eve. We did something a little bit different. If you missed any of this, any of the restaurant recommendations, like the Australian Wagyu at Marbled and Finn, you can listen to this show tomorrow and take a notepad and make notes. And we'll be back Friday with more restaurants in your area. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Charles Schwab. Schwab is a member of SIPC and FINRA.